Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
One of the great things about eating a barbecue is sinking your teeth through that crisp, salty, fatty crust on the outside of the meat and then getting into the succulent, moist interior.
Today, our second episode celebrating summer grilling season. We have pork and lamb for our entree, along with a crispy wedge salad topped with green goddess dressing. But first, here's Megan Meyer with a look at this week's news.
The House Committee on Education and Labor held a hearing on Thursday to discuss the Improving Nutrition for America's Children Act. The proposed legislation would expand access to nutritious food for millions of American schoolchildren and to regulate the quality of food already available to children in schools and childcare facilities. On Monday, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration released a draft proposal that would limit the use of antibiotics in livestock. Non-therapeutic antibiotic use has come under scrutiny, and it has been shown to lead to the development of drug-resistant microbes. The FDA will be accepting public comment on the proposal for the next 60 days. And the National Research Council of the National Academies has published a report entitled Toward Sustainable Agricultural Systems in the 21st Century. The report is an effort to bridge the knowledge gap between successful sustainable agriculture and the constraints of commercial agriculture. You can learn more about all of these stories on our website, eartheats.org, and follow our updates all throughout the week on Twitter at twitter.com/eartheats. For Earth Eats, I'm Megan Meyer.
In last week's episode, we talked about tips and tricks for grilling your meat to perfection, like having two different temperatures on your grill, one for marking and one for cooking. Then we prepared a wonderful dish of duck and peaches. Listen to that episode and print the recipes on our website, eartheats.org. Today, we're heading outside to the charcoal grill.
I've got some nice pork ribs. What I've done with these is I've rubbed them with a coffee espresso rub, which is we call a Columbus Cowboy rub. We've steamed these in the steamer, wrapped in plastic, for 90 minutes. And so they're cooked through, they're tender. What I'm going to do now is I put them on the hot side of the grill. You hear them sizzling, and we're going to get some nice smokiness to them. The coffee, we use a really finely ground espresso. That's going to add to that roasted flavor that you're going to get from the grill. And so it really accents that the flavor of the pork and brings out the sweetness of the pork. This is some of Jim Fiedler's pork from Fiedler Farms, which is in Rome, Indiana. He does totally pastured pork. You can tell by this nice fat crust on the outside. People think of pork as not being nutritious and fatty and all that kind of stuff. But if you have pasture-raised pork, it has a lot of omega-3s in it.
We are certified humane. I think we always identify our pigs as happy pigs. They have one bad day, and I wish that's all I had in my life.
That's Jim Fiedler, the farmer who raised the meat we're using for today's cookout.
Our pork is one of the more well-known things because it's a fat heritage pig, the large black pig, which is not too many people raise. It's known for having a lot of fat, a lot of intermuscular fat. The chefs love it, and people always refer to it like, I haven't tasted anything like this since my grandmother died or something like that. I remember when I was a kid having it. They're pastured. They're done on pasture. They don't get any shots, no clip tails. They're not any confined like the big operations. We always try to treat them gently and right and everything. So,
hear more from Jim Fiedler and listen to our other complete interviews on our website. Again, that's all at eartheats.org. As the ribs are cooking, we put some boneless pork chops on the grill. Now, these were not pre-cooked like our other meat. Pork chops just don't really need it.
And I want these to be a little rosy.
A little rosy.
I don't want to have them well done. So I'm going to, you know, get a nice sear on them. Now, see, there is a lot of fat on it, so it will create some flare on the fire. But once I get them marked on both sides, I'll put them off to the side and let them slow cook until they get kind of medium rare on the inside. The other things that I have here that I'm going to get started is I've got some lamb necks. What we've done is we've boiled these for about 2.5 to 3 hours and made a really nice lamb stock. And then we have these necks, and there's a lot of great meat on there. It's great for people that like pulled pork and like moist, well-done, kind of saucy meat, and we're going to throw some barbecue sauce on those.
While we wait for that to cook, we'll throw together a quick salad with some homemade green goddess dressing.
I've got a lot of herbs here, and whatever you have in your garden you could use. You can use mint, fennel, basil, parsley, cilantro. I'm also going to add some green onions or scallions, and that's going to give a little bit of that oniony bite to it. Then we're going to add a bit of sour cream, which I think really enriches this dressing. And then, of course, I'm going to add the mayonnaise. And then we're going to add a little bit of tarragon vinegar. You could also add lemon juice or any other type of acid you wanted. But you want to use a light-colored vinegar or acid because if you put, of course, a red wine vinegar in here, it would turn it pink. Okay, and then we're going to add our anchovies, and we're just going to give it a whirl. All right, so now we're going to arrange the salad. Okay, we take the dressing and just drizzle that over the top. Okay, and then we're going to decorate it with some of these nice flowers. Today we have some daylily pods. They'll add a nice, crunchy, almost sweet green bean flavor. Then we have some nice marigolds. Marigolds are quite pungent. And then finally, I'm going to take some borage flowers, which are these beautiful little blue flowers. And they have a kind of a cucumber flavor to them.
We have a number of other recipes that use flowers on our website. Fried zucchini flowers with mozzarella, a summer Mediterranean salad with nasturtiums. Print all of those recipes and listen to previous episodes of the podcast at eartheats.org. Now, back to the grill.
You can see that we've got a nice crust forming here on the pork. We can kind of pull this off to the side. And as you let it sit, they call it carryover cooking. So that means the heat starts penetrating deeper into the meat and continues to cook. Also, the blood and the moisture from the inside of the meat will start to go back out to the exterior. So when you cut it, it'll be a nice rosy texture all the way through instead of rare in the middle and well done on the outside. So you always want to let your meat rest after you've seared it.
So the neck is sticking to the grill. I take that's a good sign.
That's a good sign. Here, take a little nibble of that.
I'm a believer.
Isn't that good?
Especially with the crunch on the outside.
Yeah.
Let us know what you like to grill. Burgers, duck, maybe veggies or tofu. Send us recipes or just tell us what you thought of this episode. Our email address is eartheats@gmail.com. Special thanks to news correspondent Megan Meyer and all the other folks who help make Earth Eats possible.
Aobon Binder, Laura Bolt, and Emily Shelton. Adam Schweigart is our senior producer, and I'm Andrew Olenoff. I take the photos. Check them out at eartheats.org.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop.
Production support also comes from goodsforcooks.com, online at goodsforcooks.com.
Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. Thanks for listening. I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
And I'm Annie Corrigan. See you next time.